We think this doesn't apply to me. So first, let me talk about who it does apply to, namely Lee Iacocca, at least according to Steve Miller, the former Chrysler exec who went on to become CEO of Delphi. Miller writes in his autobiography that Iacocca did great things to rescue Chrysler, but says that later in Lee's career, as he grew bigger than life, he also shrank into pettiness. Miller and Bob Lutz were being talked about as potential successors to Iacocca, and with a photo story of the two in Forbes magazine, they fueled that talk. According to Miller, Lee was furious. Miller goes on to describe what he thought was going on, and I'm quoting him here. "I was added to his unofficial enemies list. It happens all the time. Rulers can't seem to resist the urge to destroy potential successors. It's almost an unconscious thing, based on some primal instinct for dominance and survival." Some other words for this primal instinct are ridiculous, outrageous, and more important, counterproductive. Why would a guy as big as Iacocca be threatened by other leaders whose efforts, and yes, even their ambition, could bring good things to a company that needed all the help it could get? With Iacocca still in my head, I did my show Saturday on an idea movement called ROW, which stands for Results-Only Work Environment. Jody Thompson, the co-founder, argues in her book, Work Sucks, that work really sucks when you're treated like a kid, essentially told when to eat, how to do your homework, and when to go to bed. A caller named Margaret articulately described her 25-year experience with her employer and complained about managers who were not leaders, people who stifled creativity and imagination and fixated on controlling people's time, scope, and access to information. I thought Margaret was so good that I treated her like I would an expert and asked her, if you could tell these managers one thing that might help them to see, what would you tell them? She said she'd tell them that leaders aren't threatened by talent, but instead they love to have their people shine. Iacocca didn't like his guys shining in a photo in a Viper, and Margaret ran into managers who'd harass her about being 5 minutes late. Meanwhile, they didn't see her as the adult she was, happy to work until 7 or work at home to make the project shine. I titled this Probably Doesn't Apply to You, because Iacocca would say, BS, I hired great talent and set them free, and so we too would deny we hold people down. But then why are there so many times when people feel belittled, controlled, and micromanaged? Maybe we need to take a second look at the degree to which we really treat our people like adults and hope they will shine, even to one day take our jobs. We've got to get big and get small in the right ways to lead with our best selves.